I'm going to be quick. Hi, I'm Larry Rappaport. I'm your representative, COAS District 1, which is Columbia to Pittsburgh, from the Connecticut River all the way over to, I don't know, way over there, almost Maine. Actually, it is Maine. Two things I want to talk about. One is that we are, we've got an application in, and I don't want anybody to get their hopes up because there's a lot of ifs here. We have an application in to enter a new bill through a suspension of the rules. It's too late to have entered a bill early on, but we are entering one now. And basically what it will say is it will prohibit eminent domain from being used for any kind of acquisition of property by a private merchant generator or a privately owned transmission line. This will effectively kill the thing, providing people don't give in. Now, I've been talking to Republican leadership. They tell me that the thing is going to go through, but it has to pass. It'll probably come before our committee, Science, Technology, and Energy. And then it goes before the full House, the House of Representatives. There are 400 people. And then it goes to the Senate. If the Senate approves it, then the governor has to sign it. The Republican Party currently has a veto-proof majority, which means it will, if the party will get behind it, it will probably pass.
Has the number been assigned
to it yet? No. First thing, the first step is that it has to, we have to have a, the Rules Committee has to agree to a suspension of the rules. Then we draft it, and Attorney Baker has provided us with some language, so it should sail right through the legislative services people. And then it will go to, it'll come back to me and be scheduled for a hearing. I really am going to need people to come to that hearing. It's very important. 302 is important, but this is even more important because this bill could actually stop this thing. So it's very important. Yes, ma'am.
I hate to interrupt you, but how can a foreign company out of Quebec come to the United States and claim eminent domain? How can that be? They have no rights in this country.
Well, you're right, except for the fact that Northern Pass is an American company, and they're using a lot of legal tricks. I'm sure Attorney Baker will go into that. And the hearing on a week from Tuesday is also very, yeah.
Mr. Rappaport, do you know who the authors were who modified this Bill 302 and who sponsored it?
Yes, the primary sponsor is Sam Cataldo.
Where?
I don't know where he's from.
Trafford County.
That can only be four towns.
Would it be fair to say that he's in cahoots with Northern Pass?
I can't say that. I honestly don't know.
And Representative Barry from Hillsborough County.
What's his first name?
Barry.
And Representative Cattell.
And the hearing is in our committee. Our committee has a structure. Kind of tricky. It's they're mostly new guys, and we have a tremendous amount of new people, and so maybe we have a bunch of people who can be influenced. But I think it's very important that people make their voices heard. Just one thing, I want to emphasize one thing, and that is when you write to officials, do not use a template letter. For example, one of the bills that's before us now is to take the temporary speed limit, which has been on Lake Winnipesaukee, and make it permanent. I'd be for it. I think that's a great thing. Basically, what they wanted to do was have a speed limit, I believe, of 45 during the day and 25 at night. And it was precipitated, it was helped certainly by, unfortunately, that lady who killed her best friend with a boat. But the people who are out for this, they're using a template letter, and they've somehow managed to get onto our internal website, which representatives get mail about. You can always talk to a representative by sending him an email direct to his email address, which is posted on the internet. It's no secret; it's open to everyone. But I can say that I have gotten probably 200 to 300 of these emails. Now, I'm for this bill, and I got so angry with everybody sending this thing, and I'm not the only one. It's a lot of us feel this way. You get the same letter constantly, and only the name is changed. So frankly, a lot of us have set up spam filters, and it goes right into garbage. We don't even see it.
Would that be for the bill to repeal the speed limits?
No, this is to continue to, yes, there's a bill to repeal the speed limit, and we're trying to keep it in place and make it permanent.
Which bill are you reacting to negatively?
I'm reacting to the publicity, to people sending in letters where all they do is change their name.
Wanting to repeal it or wanting to make it permanent? I think repeal it.
I think it's repeal it,
they
yeah.
Repeal it.
Well, these letters say don't repeal it.
Julie, back to Northern Pass.
Yeah.
Is there a danger that Northern Pass could apply as a public utility and then all of this would be a moot point that could still go for eminent domain?
Bear in mind that Public Utility Commission is not stupid. They are very, very, and they have to give their blessing before this happens. And the commission, there are three commissioners of the Public Utilities Commission, a guy named Tom Getz, a lady named Amy Ignatius, and a fellow named Cliff Belo. And they hear these things, and they run it like a court, and they're very bright, and nobody pulls the wool over their eyes, believe me. But the financing is coming completely. The financing, actually, this thing is going to cost close to $2 billion. And the financing is coming out of Quebec. PSNH, Gary Long is the president of PSNH. He is the lead negotiator. But he's not working for PSNH. He's actually working for Northeast Utilities. And Northeast Utilities is the parent company of PSNH. I won't get into NSTAR and all of that business. But the point is that he's the guy that influences, has the greatest influence on the ground. He is the spokesperson for it. So the people that have come and spoken to us at the various and the various towns, actually, they don't. I mean, you can say whatever you want to them, but it's Gary Long who'll have the influence, and the governor is coming to this area. I wanted people to know that. One of our congressional representatives, Charlie Bass, is coming to the area. In fact, he's coming within a week, and he's going to meet with some people. And it's very important, I think, that he sees how much we are against it. I have been asked in the legislature by numerous other legislators, is there any depth to this, or is this just a couple of hotheads shooting off their mouth? And I've told them, I've gotten over 200 emails, and 197 of them are opposed, and only three of them are for it, and I'm making up one because I honestly can't remember things that well. I can remember two emails that were in favor of this project, and basically they were in favor of it only because of the tax revenue. Also, it's important for people to know that in a private meeting, open to the public, everything we do is open to the public, but they said that I was asked specifically, why are you folks so opposed to it? You're going to get $33,000 in tax revenue. Now, I'm in Colebrook. They're going to be 5 miles, if they have their way. They're going to be 5 miles in Colebrook. $2.5 million a mile is the construction cost that they're using. That's $12.5 million. $33,000, I think you can add a zero to that. So if, and it's very important that they know, that we know exactly how much they're going to be paying in taxes, and they're not going to get out of it. So this is a very strong thing. Now, I got to emphasize to people, because there's another fellow who's saying that, you know, they own the state, we're going to get it anyway. No, that's not true. In 1980, I think it was 82 or 83, I think, Peter, you will alluded to it, there was another power line proposed by New England Transmission, now it's National Grid, was going to come through Colebrook in Lancaster, by the way, and we defeated it. And we got that thing pushed over into Vermont. This isn't a case of NIMBY, because there's nobody there. It went. It goes through forest land. So we beat back that power line. Last year, PSNH wanted to put a solar array on top of the Manchester landfill. They wanted to take taxpayer money to build it, and they were going to own it in 5 years completely. We defeated that. So for people that say you can't win, that's not true. You certainly can win. And it's only by fighting them that you will win. So please.